All right, it's 5 o'clock, and let's go ahead and get this. Well, it's not really a meeting, this was probably a conversation, I guess. We'll go ahead and get it started. Welcome everybody that got to come out. Mr. Rolls, thank you. We're grateful that you're able to come and sit down with us and talk to us, and maybe answer some questions that we may have. And we really appreciate you coming over. I know you're real busy right now, but
just a little bit,
and we've got a big election coming up. But, this is the building committee, and we just got a few questions we was wanting to ask you over the agreement we was thinking about entering in with you.
And, sure.
Mr. Smith, do you want to start, or you want me to start, or you want
it? It don't matter. We know either way.
I like the way you worded your. We got the same questions.
These are questions, Mr. Rose, that we've been asked from the public, and then I'd like for you two to sure weigh in. And the board members, I'd like for love for to be an open discussion for questions you've got here from the public and so on. But and I'm just going to dig right in, if that's okay, unless there's anything you want to say. I've been asked this many times, and I wanted to make sure I described it properly when you said you're in the contract says full campus. Explain your vision of a full campus school.
Sure. Well, thank you for the opportunity to meet with you, and sorry that if my schedule has kept us from getting together sooner, and thank you for rescheduling here recently. I guess the best way to answer that would be to kind of go back and answer or speak to why, you know, I made the offer to begin with. And when I heard that there was serious discussion about a new school, and particularly that it might be a high school in Gordonsville, my feeling was that the chance for Smith County to build a new high school, and particularly for the Gordonsville community, that was a, you know, at least once in a generation opportunity, and maybe once in several generations opportunity, and that it made sense for the county and the city to put their best foot forward, and that having a location that would be kind of a front door, if you will, to Gordonsville would make a lot of sense. A high school obviously becomes a gathering place, not just for the school's purposes, but for the community at large. It becomes a kind of signal for what that community stands for and its values. And so I felt like that having the best possible place would be a good idea, and I felt like the property that I have offered would be an excellent place for that. Obviously, in conversation, discovered that there might be some opportunity for that, and that's why I made the offer. And so, Jen, in keeping with that notion of getting the best possible addition to the community, I felt like it made sense for that to be, if I was going to contribute the land, that part of the quid pro quo, if you will, or the deal ought to be that as a county we step forward and do the best job we can to make sure that facility would serve the community. I'm not an alum of Gordonsville High School. My dad was, and he took great pride in that, and it in no small measure is because of the pride he took in being a Gordonsville High School alum that I made this offer. My wife and I hope that our little boy might one day be a student at Gordonsville High School, and so that also is a motivating factor. So the hope is that then with that background, the hope would be that we do as much as we can to make that a showcase for Gordonsville, for Smith County, and for our community, and that we offer to the next generation of students that come through that program the best possible experience we can. And so my hope would be that if this board and the county sees fit to build a school at Gordonsville, a new high school, that it would be one that this county could be proud of for decades to come. And so I think that means kind of putting all the pieces there that currently constitute a high school campus in Tennessee.
And I know you didn't relay that in our meetings, but we got some new board members, and they're getting hit. We're all getting hit these questions, and one thing that you relayed in our meetings too is, and that, you know, you didn't want and I wouldn't either, to donate a piece of property that valuable, and it just set it there. That was part of the agreement. We didn't want to turn into a bus lot or a... Yeah, and we understand that. And like I said, some of these questions, I know we're probably redundant to you and ridiculous, but we're getting hammered with them, so we just, you know... another one that you know, I think I've spoke to you enough to know that we're on a... Personally, I'm a high school person because I think that's your showcase, but, you know, it's hard sometimes in what we do to sell the public. You know, what I hear is, well, we've got the best of the high school already, and, you know, we don't need a new high school. I think we need to build a middle school, or we need to build an elementary school, or, you know, and so the question has been asked, you know, is it a high school what you're set on in this contract, or is that negotiable?
I think it is. I think I would want it to see it be a high school.
And as a full campus high school, would you want the ball fields there on that campus, or would you have an objection if the ball fields might have stayed at another location?
Yeah.
Do you want it full campus?
Yeah, I think it would be best. You know, I just think about my experience as a high school student, and you know, I attended Cookeville High School and graduated there, and at that time we played football on the Tennessee Tech campus in their stadium, and that, you know, that kind of detracted from the esprit de corps, if you will, or the spirit of the school. And so I think it would be ideal, and I would think just from the standpoint, particularly in this day and age where security is a concern, and that it would be ideal and even desirable if all those things were kept on a single campus where you weren't moving students back and forth between facilities. Okay. So that would be my ideal.
I think one of the selling points, if we were all 100% agreed and knew what we wanted and the money was there, you know, we're probably looking at a 5 to 7 year project realistically. And I think, you know, I see Mr. Baden back there. You know, one thing, it's like having two children. What we do, we got Mickey High School going. Yours way before my time. I'd say we're shoulder sprouting that board when they donated the property to Smith County High School to build a softball, baseball field. We had kind of done some studies on another piece of property that we have to do the baseball and softball field, because they feel like, Sam, what do you think? Within a year, y'all could be playing baseball and softball?
Possibly.
And I think that was the reasoning for that. The question is to clear up why Mr. Manning was asking. They've also done, I don't know if you've been by Warrensville High School, but they're... you want to tell them a little bit about your complex you're building right now over there? That was pretty neat. They're building to an indoor facility over there right beside the football field. So that was the reason we were asking that question. Has been asked so much. Yeah, tell a little bit about what you, I mean, it's pretty neat.
6,000 square foot, basically two buildings, 3,600 square foot weight room, and we built a 2,400 square foot dressing room and coach's office there on our campus currently. And I've been asked a lot of questions about why we're doing that also, but we've been in this process for 2 years, so I'm thinking a new high school or middle school or whatever it is going to be after me, so I'm trying to take care of the kids and the community at this time. We're going to invest probably $250,000 that's been raised privately. We've raised over $100,000 already. So we're invested in our school as it is for that reason, that we feel like it's going to be 5, 6, 7 years down the road, and if we can get that school built. So I guess I'm being asked questions as a principal while we're doing it. I've been asked questions, you know, Mr. Rhodes is gracious enough to donate land, why don't we build it there? And, you know, so I don't really have the answer to that. I'm just trying to take care of what we currently got. So that's kind of where we're at with when we talk about our football facilities, and I am, as Mr. Smith said, I have petitioned the board to build a baseball and softball field on some property that's been, I feel like our community and our school and our student athletes deserve that. So I guess we're trying to find out where we need to invest our money to build those things.
And then one of the questions that I know is personal to me, and I know even more so to you, is CTE and vocational and the ag. You know, we had discussed the state of the art, and then one of the questions I've had, and I think some of the board has, you know, when he says state of the art, is he wanting, you know, no, that's not, but he wants us to be in the new world, I think. And could, if you could explain your vision of what, you know, what you're talking about so that we understand.
Sure. Well, that's an area that I think is somewhat fluid, obviously, and maybe beyond my knowledge of what that would entail. And indeed, as we sit here today, we've got at least one candidate for governor that's advocating for a renewed emphasis on vocational education at the high school at secondary level. And so that may yet move the ball again. But, you know, my experience as a high school student was that agricultural education and FFA was the most important experience that I had in all of my education. And I say that, you know, having gone to college and graduate school and law school, and I would trade all of those for my FFA and ag ed experience, because it really gave me kind of a founding and exposed me to so many different areas. And so I would want this school to include to the greatest degree possible facilities to provide that kind of experience. Again, as I mentioned, my hope is that my own children might attend this school one day. And so I would, I would certainly want that for them. And I think I want that for the kids in my community. I know time is precious here, so I don't want to take too long, but I just had a visit today in a major manufacturing facility right here in our area that employs 300 or 400 people. And what I heard from those folks, the employers, the human resources people there, is that the skills they need most and that are most lacking in the workforce that they're able to bring to bear is the basic kind of problem-solving skills. And I kind of pressed them for what do you mean by that? And of course they had kind of two areas that they addressed. One was what we'd call the basics of being successful in any job was, you know, get up, clean up, dress up, show up, know when to shut up. But the second set of skills that they talked about were the skills that I would tell you a really good ag ed FFA program exposed me to in 1979, which is, you know, could I figure, basically? Can you solve basic problems? And, you know, we learned that by learning how to arc weld and braze weld and pipe fit and wire a three-way switch and board fit and rafter cut, land measure, survey, small gasoline engines. I mean, we learned all those skills. Now, I wouldn't want to take on anybody in this room at doing those things, but you know, I could lay down a basic bead with an arc welder. We learned to do that. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, from that experience, you learn, well, first of all, it's a process of discovery for kids, I think. They learn that they learn about what's going on in the world and how these skills matter. For me, what it instilled is I competed in land measuring. And so from that, as a freshman in high school, the next year I was in geometry. And suddenly I understood why geometry mattered, because that's how we solved the equations to land measure. And we learned that in FFA and AgEd as a freshman. And then when I came into geometry as a sophomore, junior, I already understood why geometry mattered. And so that's why I would want to see. And so that, you know, they're saying those skills increasingly they find lacking in the high school graduates and young people that they're trying to hire and bring in and train. And so I still believe if every kid got exposed to that curriculum for 2 or 3 or 4 years in high school, they would be pretty well equipped to not only determine where they wanted to go in life and what they wanted to do, but they'd also have a real big head start on knowing how to learn how to do whatever their employer wanted them to know how to do.
And I totally agree. I'm kind of out there a lot of times with directors, where their visions are, but you know, statistics show only about 22% of the people graduate college, and their whole curriculum, that's all you hear is college, 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 ACT. And I know personally, I can't find anybody to help me to weld or to do it. You know, anybody that's doing those, that can do that, is working, can name in their price. They're not wanting a fool to cut the trailer for me. They're wanting to, they got their own shop, or they're working for somebody, Brian Smith, to get them to work for him, or I agree 100%. And, you know, I hope my son's going to be on a college path, but I've been told him he's going to get, we're going to be able to partner with Hartsville, and but then he can get a degree in welding, auto body, or something. We're looking at some of those things now. Shane recently, actually, we started their criminal justice program, which is really flying well. And but I can't agree with you more. But I and when we're asking these, I think I know how you feel, but I wanted the board to hear, and they wanted, and I know y'all are getting hit with different questions. That was my main questions I had. I don't know what...
Me and Mr. Smith met before the meeting, and basically his questions was the questions that I had. Do y'all and board members...
What are you getting asked in the public, and what...
Is there enough... I walked in late, so I apologize for that, but is there enough acreage there to facilitate what... Is there enough acreage there to facilitate what we...
What
we need if...
You know, they've done no official studies, okay? But... The engineers that had looked at it, the way they originally laid it on there, had highly suggested we'd have to get the church property, which they're in the process of giving us a number, and probably part of the AG property, especially if we went full campus, say football, baseball, that kind of thing. Because the way they originally had it laid on there, they didn't think it would fit.
You talking about the removal of that church building itself? Would it have to be torn down?
No, the church building itself.
There's 5 acres.
The 5 acres, plot behind it.
Okay.
I think it figured out when we did the schematics, and like you said, this was not official.
It wasn't official. It may be, it could change, but they just used for scale, you know.
It was about 12 more acres we'd have to have.
Okay.
With the way the land laid.
Okay.
And, you know.
Is there an option on the table with you that if we can't, if we're landlocked, will you work with us if we're landlocked there, John, on... Mr. Rose, I know him personally, so that slipped.
Yeah,
know
somebody that's fine.
A friend. I'm sorry, Mr.
That's all right, Marty.
But is there an option there with you if we're landlocked and we can't afford or we can't get that land, that you will work with us on part of a building program there, or maybe a ag building or something? Because I'm right down the line with him. Anybody that's self-employed, we all... Joe, he knows, and we're lacking skilled laborers. I mean, and to keep these kids coming out of school and working.
There's definitely
and
enough room there for the school itself, but
the building field, itself.
Yeah, yes. But you're talking baseball field, football field. You're talking about minimum 6 acres right there, just minimum.
For those areas,
that'd be tight.
Yeah. Well, where are we gonna be at? Time don't wait on none of us. Where we're going to be at in 30 years, what's going to look like? I mean, are we going to be able to? I think we need to plan ahead enough that we're all on the same. Don't you agree that?
Sure.
Your kid will be in 20 years if it comes to Gornsville. I mean, what will Gornsville be like? I mean, none of us can answer that. But our county is growing, and it's. And I think we ought to make a big move and. If we're going to do it, I mean, not make a big move, but us plan ahead that we're not looking here in 10 years, because we all do that. Myself, I say, well, if I just added on a little bit when I was building this house, I wouldn't be calling somebody else now.
We, and the previous board, because we just set a new board, and the previous board had looked into that. And our goal of the last previous board, you know, we had some overcrowding issues at Gornsville Elementary and New Milton. We had to do some splitting up there. And had to, because I mean, we just busting out of room, and that was a Band-Aid, and the board knew it was a Band-Aid, and we agreed then that board was going to get a piece of property, and we we have purchased a piece of property, and Mr. Rose has come and offered another piece of property also. But agree with Marty. I think the board's sitting here now, this board here, and the board's going forward. Guys, county commissioners, listen, we all got to work together, because I'm like Marty. I don't know if it's 30 years from now or 10 years from now, but growth is coming. We sit over there just in the Hickman area that I, in the Gornsville area, and I could count you 15 homes in 1 year, not counting the permits. And I ain't counting the whole county. I'm just talking about within what I see. And, of course, my daughter was one of them. But just the houses that's coming. And, of course, you've got other developments coming. Yeah. And I think we need to be proactive. I think, you know, I've sat on the board, and of course, I wasn't, only thing I had in the building program was this building right here. I come on the board in 2004, the building program where I sat. I think with what they got and what they had to go through, I think they done good. Now, of course, the night I got elected, I was on the radio, and I might have bashed y'all a little bit, because I said then in 2004, you made a mistake, you didn't plan for the future, and you didn't build enough.
Yeah.
You should have built bigger, bigger.
Like over but, Cumberland Coal, they just opened it up in January, and they built 18 houses, they've all sold.
Yeah.
I mean, before they got them done.
So not only is the Gornsville area primary is going to grow, I honestly feel that Smith County is going to grow. I think the whole county. And I think, I might not see it, but I think whatever the time frame is, I think whatever school you build in Gornsville, if you build a brand new high school, boys, I'm telling you, I believe you're going to be over here building another school of some sort over here, and you might be over somewhere else. I mean, the county's going to have some decisions to make, but I'm telling you, look, growth is coming. It's coming. Now, when's it going to get here? I don't know. But I think the board needs to be proactive. And
when we was growing up, everybody had a family farm, you know, hundreds of acres. Now everybody's passed away, and nobody wants them there cutting up 5-acre lots. And people are going to move in here, you know, get away from everything. It's just making the population grow.
I mean, county commissioners, I think y'all doing good. County mayor, I think we're going to do good. But guys, I'd really be looking at developing that gold mine sitting right over there called I-40. I'd be looking at New Middleton, and I'm telling you, I would be looking at New Middleton exit, and I'd be looking at the Gornsville exit, and I'd be looking coming right up through here through South Carthage coming this way in the future, helping try to grow that, because, you know, you get people in here, you already done the right step by buying property, trying to get industry in here. I think that's great. I agree with Mr. Rose. I think there needs to be more vocational. I mean, I just like you said, Marty and I learned everything you learned in FFA. In FFA, you know, you had your skills. I think there's going to be more skills that's going to be needed. Where we work, we need basic skilled people. I don't want to get, I need to get off my soapbox. But anyway, the county's going to grow. When? I don't know. What do we need to build? We really don't know yet either. But, you know, so is anybody else got any questions?
What's the timetable, John, on us making a decision, getting back with you? I know I just walked in on tail end, but.
Sure. Jamie, you might remind me, Mr. Winkler.
James, fine. And Mr. Rose, that kind of brings up another. We had talked about, the agreement we looked at, I think we were still in the negotiation phase, so I don't think we've got a time frame running. It seems we've kind of got two components in a way. You've got the instructional side of the campus and the CTE, and then you have what I would term, and it's a terrible term, but more of the extracurricular side of it with the athletic facilities and things of that nature. And not something we've talked about before, and I will answer Mr. Cove's question, but not something we've talked about before, but would there be any consideration if the instructional side were completed, that perhaps there'd be a longer term or a phase in of the what we would call the extracurricular side? It may not be an answer you can give tonight, but to answer Mr. McCaleb's question, we had originally talked about once the agreement is entered that the school board, along with the county commission, would have a year from that date to basically obtain the funding, approve the plans, and the school obviously could not be completed in a year's time, but some solid affirmation that it was going forward a year from the date the agreement was entered into. Was initially discussed, and that has been, you know, possibility of an expansion of that if Mr. Rose is willing, because you have to get practical. And I don't think that year has started to run yet because we didn't sign anything yet. But that's what we initially talked about. From the time we get an agreement with a clear understanding of what we've got to try and obtain, to obtain the funding or some affirmative step that we're moving forward with construction, was what we talked about.
Sure. Well, so I'll just be very blunt and say, obviously I'm not serving on this board, I'm not serving on the county commission, and so I know you have lots of issues to weigh and factors to consider. So I hope that my offer here hasn't unnecessarily complicated those deliberations, and that was certainly not my intention to do so. As I've already stated, the reason that I made the offer, I would most prefer to see a complete campus with all of the attendant facilities. I think that would speak the most boldly for the county if that's what we did. Am I flexible on the timeline for that? Absolutely. On the other hand, I would say, as I hope you can appreciate, it's a valuable piece of property, so I wouldn't want to leave that hanging out there just indefinitely. Yeah. So I would say to you,
it goes without saying,
you've got some time to think it over and make the right choice, but probably I would say, we need to have some timeline that you're going to make that decision in, and I'm not trying to put you in a bind, but that just a practical consideration.
Anyone else got any questions?
How long would it take to get up the survey, plotting everything out, how everything would fit?
We got it now.
I mean, is that including the other two pieces of property?
Yeah, we had a schematic graphing of the buildings.
I saw that one, but I didn't know if that included the 5 acres from the church. And
yes, it does. There's
where's that at?
It's just a rough schematic. It's not the official.
Have you got one time?
Studies and so on. It's not the studies. It was just.
I'm talking about a plat. I'm talking about measured out.
No, not official.
You don't yet have geologicals.
You don't have. But I didn't know if anybody had done that just to kind of plat everything up.
Just a little rough plot,
engineering plot that they.
You got more than one. Where anybody else want to look?
Preston, no. No, there's not more than one, Marty.
Excuse me?
There's not more than one, I don't think. That was just a plot. There's like three different scenarios, I think, of them. If you had to have the football field and the baseball field, and if you had to have a softball field, how it would lay. You have power lines there.
How many acres have there?
20.86. They were just trying to.
I'm gonna write on that.
You can write on yours.
Whose is that one?
That's mine.
20.87 acres, you said.
Yeah. This was what was given to us.
Is this yours?
No, that wasn't yours. That's yours. This is what was given to us at our meeting we had back in 2016. I had wrote on this, but I don't know if it's 2016.
I'm not using it right away right here.
Mr. McHale, my understanding, the engineer just basically takes an estimated plot,
mm-hmm.
and then they've got a scale that they use. It's just kind of a generic for a school, a gym, so on. And they just lay different scenarios out there with fields, without fields, and
I got you.
So on.
Is that with that property of the church? It's included with the schematics on this drawing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was two or three of them that went out. I believe you've got the full campus. I think the one you got, is that got, yeah, that's got the football field right there.
I guess this is parking right here in the middle, yep. Sort of looks like a, is that parking?
Yep. Yeah, y'all have got the full campus, and then they did one with Falcons
up here.
Without the football field.
Little marks over right there, the 107 right here.
Uh-huh.
Right there, it's your park. There's not much
Mr. Smith, what grades would be on this facility if we?
What grades are in this?
What grades?
Well, that could be, if you would have room at that point, you could make it a regular high school, which.
Nine.
If it's a high school with the board agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
You could make it a true high school, because then you have the flexibility to change your numbers around how you wanted. You'd have some room for growth in all areas then.
So the state don't say you've got to have?
No, no, there's.
It could be 10th and 11th, 12th grades.
There's schools in Tennessee that has pre-K through 12.
Okay.
There's schools that.
That's on the AG property right there. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
There's counties that join us, Marty.
This is AG property.
K-4s and K-8s in the same county.
Okay.
And what I assume the board would do if it was a high school, then you would turn your high school that you currently have would then become the middle school. And of course, you'd have your middle school there, and you'd still have the elementary school, and you'd have the Milton as pre-K through 4, pre-K through 4, whatever. And you'd be feeding into a middle school, which then would feed into high school. Kind of about, you know, the way it would work. You just turn your high school campus into a middle school campus.
Probably in a fairly short amount of time, you're going to be, New Middleton's going already. It's about, you know, every room's being used right now. It's got room to grow within those rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shane, it's about the same now. The middle school, it's about where it needs to be at operational.
Is that Mr. Rose's part?
Yeah, the original part.
Every room is full there.
I got it. There you, okay.
And every high school room is full, correct?
Two rooms are used half days.
And not saying, you know, that we can't purchase more land, you know, we have options there. But any other questions? I don't want to keep this as short as we can. Anybody got anything else, Jamie?
I got my answer.
All right, we got our answer. Mr. Rose, we appreciate you.
Very much appreciate.
Thank you very much.
I know you're busy.
And yes, and we really appreciate and grateful to you too for the offer. And we'll just ponder on it a little while and let you know. Good luck next month.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll adjourn this.